I want to hear the Blue Hand story. That's a Steve QIX one. I won't say that because it's not mine. But I will report this, that when I first heard that on the original Extraterrestrial and Supernatural Net Night, that creeped me out. Yep. It's one of those stories that I hope he goes into great detail, because that makes for a great story when there's lots of, you know, detail in it. The taking that verbal brush and painting a portrait, a complete multicolor portrait of the story, really drags the listener in. It's, you know, like you saw it on the radio, that kind of thing, the theater of the mind, to give the imagination some cues. And then the people go from there. I had a good picture of the story. The glowing blue hand. If you woke up in the middle of the night and looked over and saw a glowing blue hand in your bedroom, what would you do? I'm going to give you two choices. A, run out of the house and never come back, and then have a for sale sign out front the next day, and then stay in a hotel until it's sold? Or would you just go, huh, and roll over and go back to sleep? Guess which one I would do. I'll give you a hint. A,